This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step one, don't think I ain't gonna come get you. I'm coming to get you. Oh, yeah, 7-5. I see you on film, boy. Don't worry, folks. I'm coming. 2-8. You too slow for me, man. You little dog.
He ain't blowing hot there, I promise you. Now he's going to do it the whole game. Hey, next play. All right, y'all get 3-and-out. 3-and-out right here, all right? Hey. Hey.
Yeah, next play. Let's go. I know. I got you. You know I'm with you, Flex. All right.
Welcome back, Midday Show.
Me and you both didn't turn on
Well, it's a different kind of start.
You didn't in the opening segment.
I didn't. Yeah. You caught that.
I had to turn on for you.
It happens.
Lock in.
That's why Kyle's here. All right, 215-592.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
You started early?
Cinco de Dos,
well, I did Cinco de Dos.
That's not what it is.
Oh, yeah. I hung out. It was cool.
5-2?
Yeah, Cinco de Dos. Then I did Cinco de Tres.
Cinco de Tres, and then Cinco de Cuatro. And then
Cinco de Cuatro was jumping yesterday.
Was it? What'd you do?
Joe. My son wanted to go to Red Lobster.
You went to Red Lobster yesterday? I haven't been to Red Lobster in a long time.
Me neither. I thought they
closed. Those biscuits still jumping?
Cheddar Bay biscuits on deck.
Those biscuits are unreal.
Hey, man.
That's the butter. It's the butter.
We sprinted through them Cheddar Bay biscuits like it was a good. We had a good old time. It was awesome.
Kind of jealous, to be honest with you. All right,
is today Cinco de Cinco?
Cinco de Cinco. Yes, it is. Special day, BG Live on Cinco de Cinco. All right, 215-592-9494. It's obviously a different start to the show. We appreciate Brandon being in here with us. We're going to get to some phone calls here and throughout the show. So just quickly, we have a lot of great guests that are going to join us over the course of the show. Jason Avant, a little bit Rhea Hughes, as she always is every Monday in studio. Later on, we will talk to LaShawn McCoy, Brian Dawkins, and we'll let you hear again from Jeff Lurie, who joined the morning show first time on WIP in 30-plus years.
So 30 of them things.
We'll let you hear what Jeff Lurie had to say this morning. Great interview on the morning show. It's a day to celebrate Brandon Graham. It's a day to take your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Hugh, before we jump into taking everyone's calls and talking here, it was great to talk to Brandon. And I think today is a day for us and the callers to just talk about why we love BG. And I meant what I said to him. Hugh, there's a lot. We talk to people every day on this show. And there's a lot of players in this town people respect, right? Mm-hmm. You respect their ability, talent. There's a lot of good players that have played here and still play here. And there's a lot of players people like, right? They're good players. And they've done a nice job. And they do what their best for Philadelphia. There's a select group that people love as players here. Mm-hmm. Brandon Graham became a player that is beloved. Like, you don't get a BG day. You don't get the Colonial Theater sold out tonight for any player.
He's special.
He's loved in this town.
Yeah. And you know what the thing that, and I know people are saying, I'm harping on it, but he was never bitter. That's the biggest thing. Now, we've had examples of athletes in our city that, you know, the fan base could be a little rough. We know the fan base. I mean, we're here. We're part of it.
Yep.
And it could be a little rough. And for a lot of people, it's handled one of two ways. Either you just, you know, become a person that just resents the fan base or resents being here, or you become somebody who becomes indifferent. BG embraced it. I think that's what makes him as beloved as he is, because he never shied away from it. He embraced it. And I just find it fascinating that for a guy who his career, it didn't start out the way that he wanted it to start out, but he kept his nose to the grindstone, and now he is one of the most beloved Eagles to ever play the game, and there's nobody in this city that you could find that remembers those days. He remembers them. Him and his family remember them, but you can't find a person in this city who, if they're being honest or not, that would say that they've always remembered Brandon as the person that he is now. Nobody remembers that guy that first got here that they, you know, were trying to label a bust or anything like that. And I commend him for that because I can't imagine. The 1 year I was in Jacksonville was the closest that I've ever felt to being, you know, inadequate because of, you know, the way it went down and how it went for me down there. But to be in a situation where the first couple of years you're in the NFL and people have doubted your abilities and there was talk about getting rid of you and all this other stuff, and you persevered through all of that to have and become one of the greatest Eagles to ever play the game, to be a guy who had one of the absolute greatest plays in the history of the franchise, and to come back in a year, in your last year, and to play at the high level that you were playing at before you got hurt and win another Super Bowl. I mean, that is a phenomenal career. That is a phenomenal career to have. And through all of that, still in here smiling, still in here being positive, that's the amazing thing to me about what BG has accomplished. The fact that, could you imagine, I'm pretty sure back in the day in Twitter and all this other good stuff, some of the stuff that was being said about him. But he rose above all of that. That should be a lesson for everybody that does what we do or has done what we do or in the media business or whatever. Don't let these people that have something negative to say about you, you know, write your story for you. You know, write your own story. Don't worry about that. The people that have the most to say about you are doing the absolute least.
Well, and you're right about persevering. I mean, that's a great word to describe his career because he persevered over those first few years. Hugh, when I think of BG and why I love his career, why he's a great guy and why I think so many people love him, to me, Hugh, he and the Eagles, like, their stories are very similar because to me, if you have a hard worker and they're talented and they're smart, eventually it's going to work, right?
Yeah. It's like, and they stuck with him.
They stuck with him.
In a time in the NFL. Yep. See, that's the most, not to cut you off,
no,
Joe,
go ahead.
But that's the most fascinating thing about this whole thing. How he stuck with him.
Yes, he stuck with him. And I always think hard work, talent, smarts. If you have those three, keep betting on that person or that team, and eventually it's going to go through. And Hugh, it took a while for BG, right? But I think his story parallels the Eagles. You know, the Eagles have been one of the best teams in the NFL probably since you got here, right? Mm-hmm. 25, 27 years, been a long time. But they didn't win anything until, what, 8 years ago?
Yes.
But everyone that was paying attention, like, underneath knew, like, they're good. Like, the Eagles are really smart.
They just got a breakthrough.
They just got a breakthrough. And that, to me, that was Brandon's story. Brandon was a good player. It just took a while for him to get healthy and to get his head the right way and to figure and get with the right defensive coordinator. Because, really, until it was Jim Schwartz, he didn't have – I just thought it was not right, right?
Yeah, they didn't know what to do. Like he said, when he made a joke, he got a little fluffy and moved to defensive line.
Right.
So, yeah, and it is one of those things, man, where it was a perfect storm for him. Right defensive coordinator, right system.
Yep.
The smarts.
And patience. And
very patient. Very, very patient.
And now look, I mean, if I had told anyone in 2010 the Eagles, you know, will one day be looked at as the best or right there as the top one or two organization in football, most people would have said, they got to win something first. Well, now they've won two, and they've been to three Super Bowls, you know, in the last 8 years. And if I had said Brandon Graham would go down as one of the greatest Eagles of all time, people would have laughed. I mean, I said that to him, and he kind of laughed. It would have been a laughable thing, but you gave...
It doesn't register for
right.
him, with
but,
him yet.
But you know what? Patience with a hard worker, with smarts, with talent. You bet on those people, and eventually it works. And Brandon Graham worked in an enormous way, and he helped the Eagles become this. 215-592-9494. Kyle, I think when he retired, you said he's the greatest Eagle. Why do you love BG?
Yeah, I mean, he's Philadelphia personified in a football player. I mean, you guys both talked about it. It's been talked about all day, just from where he started and to where he ended. Like, I truly believe that he put together the single greatest career in possibly Philadelphia sports history, all things considered. Now, trust me, I know, like, because I get pushback on this when I've said it before. I know there have been better players that have worn the Eagles uniform. Like, we've had Reggie White and all that stuff. Like, you know, NFL Hall of Famers. But nobody played more games in an Eagles uniform. No other Eagles. Well, you know, there's a few, but he's one of the Eagles who won two Super Bowls mm-hmm. with the team, which has, you know, not been done since before he got here. And he made the single biggest play in Philadelphia Eagles history. Like, the strip sack of Tom Brady will go down in history, not just for the Philadelphia Eagles, but in NFL history. He's just in so many different ways. And like, I mean, you know, we had him in studio earlier today, and then every other time that I've seen him, he's just like one of the nicest, most genuine guys ever. So just, I mean, there's so many reasons to love Brandon Graham, but just like as a Philadelphia sports fan always craving that championship, the Super Bowl, and for him to bring two to the city the way that he did, like nobody better.
And always positive. Even Brandon was at times was so positive, he annoyed me. like seriously.
Well, we had fun with it, like when they were having their tough years, and yes, they weren't many, but a few of them, and he always would be like, "Oh, we could get it together." But I think that's why he became what he became.
Yes,
he had that. In, I mean, he talked about his book, right? He had that thing, that positive attitude helped push him forward. And Kyle mentioned those moments. I mean, the reality is you can't write the story of pro football without Brandon Graham's name somewhere in there. He had the strip sack on Tom Brady.
Yes.
That's one of the biggest moments in the history of the Super Bowl. And then two, he just played on one of the greatest defenses of all time that just destroyed one of the greatest quarterbacks of all. Like, Patrick Mahomes is obviously one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Graham was on a defense that destroyed him, that made him look worse than maybe we've ever seen him play.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, persevered through all that. Was always positive. I think back on Brandon when even last year, you know, when they had the rough year, and he was like, "We're gonna bounce back, y'all."
Yep.
See,
yep.
And I just remember that about him. And it's something to be said about, you know, being in a position kind of like I am every day here. Like when you try to spew positivity and you try to teach.
Oh,
people,
I see how it gets annoying.
And nobody hears you, but you have to believe in yourself. Every day I work with two individuals that are just negative Nancy.
Are you trying to gain favor with the audience by saying you are Brandon Graham?
All I'm saying is,
this guy's unbelievable.
Going to make a slide on BG Day?
There's some parallels between my positivity and Brandon Graham. That's all I'm saying.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon Graham was positive. You were delusional. There's a difference.
And happy birthday to Bear Brooks, because, you know, Bear's birthday today. It's probably going to get lost in BG Day. So,
it is.
So,
sorry, but
happy birthday.
I didn't want to have to pull this card, but we were talking about the inflection point of this season with Brandon Graham and the receiver and the quarterback. You handled that a little bit differently in your time, Hugh.
What are you talking about?
Did you punch T.O. in the face in the locker room?
Well, see, first of all, I am growing, and I've grown since those days.
Sure.
And I'm taking a page from BG's book, his children's book right here, as a shameless plug right here, the children's book.
Show it to everyone on YouTube.
The ABCs.
BG's ABCs.
Talking football and life. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take my cues from this here.
You're going to write the adult version of Petty?
Well,
because it can't be for kids with Petty. You don't want to teach kids Petty.
Well,
little kids Petty?
Not little kids. Okay, there'd probably be a book for like the 12 to 13
there
year
go,
olds.
There you go.
Like,
just write two versions, one explicit and one for kids.
That would work for you.
Yeah, that would definitely.
All right, 215-592-9494. This hour at 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll do treat card 94 only at Sunoco. All right, today, and it's a different show, but we do have a $100 gift card at Sunoco to give away. The best caller we get today with this. Why do you love BG? Why you love BG? Best one we get today is going to win this $100 gift card. Let's go to the phones. Chris in Middletown starts us off on BG Day. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Happy Brandon Graham Day, man.
Happy Brandon Graham Day. What's up, Chris?
Hugh Douglas, you're a damn liar.
What I lie about today?
You already wrote your book. I read your book when I first got hired and graduated from college. They handed me the company handbook and said, "You got to read where all the rules are." I read your book.
Yeah, Brandon's positive. You're a company man.
No,
there
I'm
is
not
a
company man.
The whole audience knows it.
That is not true.
It said it right in there, written by Hugh Douglas, former Eagles. Great.
Not a company man.
Former Eagle, great. Current company man on WIP. That's his title. Go ahead, Chris.
Guys, here's why I love BG. BG. I share a similar walk with BG as far as my faith. And that his humbleness and growth with his faith is unbelievable. It's inspiring. The man continued to walk the Lord's path while he went through the fire. And it made him stronger. It made him better equipped to walk the walk of life. And that, at the end of the day, for me personally, is an example, because that's iron sharpening iron. That's an example for me to follow. So that's where I'm at. Now, as far as his career, it started off on the wrong foot when, you know, he went to the wrong Big Ten university. He should have went to linebacker at Penn State. But, you know, BG turned the tide. And I hope he stays true to what's important. Now that he's retired, he doesn't sell it, become a company man like some other people we know. And I don't think he's going to, but I love BG. And all I want to say to BG is just a heartfelt thank you. Sir, thank you for what you've done. I know you endured a lot, and thank you. Howie and Jeff, there's a job to be done. Hang number 55 from the rafters and retire that number. Nobody else gets to wear it. He is one of a kind. He is the only one. He is Brandon G-R-A-H-A-M, Brandon Graham, Eagle for life.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. We appreciate it. Hey, what do you think? That I've heard that idea a couple times.
Retire
55.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right for what he's been to this organization, for Howie's first draft pick. I can't see it being any other way. I mean, man, it's Brandon to me is if he's not the greatest Eagle to ever play,
He's right there. And I think the way Kyle said it is accurate. When you're the greatest Eagle, doesn't mean you're the greatest person ever wear the uniform, right?
Like Reggie White, you're the greatest player,
right? Reggie White wore the uniform. But it's what he did here.
Well, I think it's hard for fans to fathom, because when I said it, the last time I said it, and it was on, they clipped it. A lot of people arguing about it, about whether or not he was the greatest Eagle, and that's the people who are just looking at it from a football standpoint.
Statistically, right.
Yes,
yeah.
They're looking at it from a football standpoint, and that's fine if that's the way that you want to look at Brandon. I tend to want to look a little deeper. I'm talking about Brandon as a whole individual. And I know I always say it tongue-in-cheek and I'm laughing, but there's to go through what Brandon went through, it tends to make people bitter. That is the first reaction that you have. That's the first human reaction. Nobody likes you. Nobody believes in you. You become bitter. You become jaded. And when you do have success, you tend to take, you do the Delco poop and you take dumps on people. You tend to.
Don't be the Delco
poop. No, but I'm saying that's
figuratively.
Yeah, figuratively. Yeah. You not internalize literally. That hatred for certain things. And like I said, I said it jokingly, but I'm serious. I don't know what type of individual I would have been if I would have went through what he went through, and then had to sit somewhere and look at all these people that looked at me and probably said negative things about me and smile and just act like ain't nothing happened. That would be hard for me, because I know that he's probably ran up on folks that has some mean stuff to say about him, but he handles it like a true human being. He rises above all that. That to me is commendable, because like I said, my first reaction would be, damn you, screw you.
So I wonder, and I don't know this, I just wonder if it's like a chicken or the egg thing. I wonder if he was more of a petty person, would he have been able to channel it the right way? I actually think because he's so positive and he doesn't think like that, he was able to get through it. Like it didn't burden him. He like pushed it to the side and it just kept going. He's a role model. I mean, on top of being a tremendous player.
All of that. I don't think people realize that. And to me, it carries more weight, especially in these days that we're in now. The fact that, you went through what you went through and you're still a beacon of positivity. Like there's nobody that can say, and even when Brandon had that moment where he flamed AJ, still was able to bounce back from that.
You know what? It's interesting you bring that up, because other players may have been ripped for that by fans. You're causing a wedge in the locker room.
Yeah.
But I think actually people's respect for him was like, well, wait, if he's saying it,
it must be something to
right,
it. Because he doesn't say anything negative.
Right. Maybe that wasn't the best way to do it. But whatever. We all thought, hey, there must be something going on. He said it. Now let's fix it. 215-592-9494. Nicholas in Langhorne talking about BG. What's up, Nicholas?
Good morning, Joe, Hugh, Kyle. How are you guys?
Good morning, Nicholas.
Man?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing, man. I'm celebrating 3 years of Cinco de Married today. Marital bliss for
3 years.
Congratulations.
Happy anniversary. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you. I thought to myself, if I had to share a day like this with anyone or anything, BG Day would be absolutely perfect. So I'm excited to call and be online with you guys here today.
Well, that's awesome. All right, Nick, why do you love BG? What is it about him, his career, that made you love him as a player?
Two words come to mind. Kind of echo some sentiments already brought forth here today, but two words are inspiration and relatability. inspiration because of his career. I mean, all of us in life can relate now. Usually with sports and our passion for our teams, it's just that. It's the sport. It's the logo on the helmet. But we can relate to this guy and the name on the back of the jersey. Few guys have done that, you know. Jason Kelce obviously comes to mind. But Brandon Graham, for what he's done in his career, the ups and downs, it personifies life in general. Like, we are not going to be perfect. We're not going to be the best. He probably knew that too. He wasn't going to be the best defensive end ever to play for the Eagles. But he worked hard every single day and came with that positive attitude. And he turned out to have what we know is a Hall of Fame career for the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's been a joy to watch his career.
It really has. And now we get to celebrate and say, Nicholas, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Yeah, he's an Eagles Hall of Famer for sure. And he had, I mean, really a career that was probably, and I say probably, one notch below Pro Football Hall of Fame. But boy, he had some huge moments. And
he had a hell of a career, man.
A hell of a career. He played on two Super Bowl champions. He won three NFC championships. And he made the biggest play in the history of this franchise. 215-592-9494. Rhea will join us next as soon as your calls for why you love Brandon Graham. Best call wins the Sunoco gift card. $100 on BG Day. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.